Have you noticed all the things brought up in connection with the deadly Texas high school shooting? All the causes. Ritalin, abortion, the media, of course, schools, doors of schools, guns. Well, that's not necessarily what some are saying in Texas. Eli Rosenberg, staff reporter, Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. Eli, you have an article, maybe in some respects a little cynical, but interesting how all the directions this has gone in the Lone Star State.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody knows, is familiar with this debate by now. We're unfortunately having this debate more often than we'd like. So we just wanted to take a moment within that to just look at some of the solutions that were being proposed in the aftermath of this latest shooting in Santa Fe, Texas.
And so give us some examples again for people who haven't followed.
Yeah, so you had people like Dana Loesch, who's the spokeswoman for the National Rifle Association. She blamed the media for the way it covers mass shooters and saying that the media is sort of creating these monsters by the way they give attention to the people they are. We have people like Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, a Republican, very prominent gun proponent in the state. You know, he sort of made waves last week talking about that maybe if the school had less entrances, that the shooter would have, you know, been prevented. And again, on Sunday, he was back talking about, you know, the amount of abortions that were in the United States, the lack of religion in schools, problems with video games and violence on screens. And then we even have a sort of state representative in Texas who at least on Twitter sort of seemed to imply that perhaps sending children to school was a problem. He wrote on Twitter, and this is a quote, "Hearing from many parents, they're scared to send their kids to school. We need to give them as many different choices as possible." That's just a few of...
It almost sounds like that's a message for homeschooling. Homeschool, everybody. We won't have to have schools, then we don't have to worry about shootings. And on it goes. Anything that has come out of Texas is so much in contrast to what came out of Florida.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, neither state is really a blue state, but perhaps Texas is, it seems like even more sort of very strong gun culture there in that state, and also a very sort of strong Republican political control of the various state bodies. So perhaps that's a little bit of what we're seeing here.
On the matter of abortion, which really seems far afield, but I can't help but note, despite some bumper stickers you might see, you do have pro-life people who are anti-abortion and anti-absolutist Second Amendment guns everywhere. I mean, it does happen, and they're not necessarily construed in the way that some lawmakers in Texas have.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, again, a lot of these things, what people are saying and using as sort of boogeyman to explain why these things happen, some of them have some merit, some of them might not. And what, if anything, what we're learning is we're learning more by the omission than perhaps what is actually said. And the omission is that you're not seeing a lot of Republicans, or certainly prominent ones in Texas, arguing that gun control is something that could solve this. And that obviously stands in contrast to what, you know, a large majority of people feel in this country would make a difference. And obviously there's some data and studies showing that that is a very, if not the most important variable in explaining the high rate of mass shootings in this country.
Well, ammunition, and my pun intended, for the notion the Republic of Texas is very much a separate society in some respects. Eli Rosenberg, Washington Post, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.